I may have a phone call that I have to take if we're in the middle of.
I'd like to move out of recess and go back to the adoption of the 2015 budget and have some discussion with our auditor.
I would like to go down to these tables, move the chairs around, and let Rick be right there, and you show him what our concerns are on those tabs, and that way we can get this thing finalized, yep. And that way we're not up here addressing him addressing us. We can see what's going on.
And there's a mic right down there.
Yeah, we can take this one down, too. Over so it can be heard, but that's all right. We've got a little couple of chairs over there. That one with the tabs in is the main one we need. You've got it there, so. Still on, aren't we?
Yes.
There was a little discussion about the. Did you want to come over?
Come over to see his screen, and I'll come over. We can all watch. And see.
Yeah. The little discussion there this morning about the formulas, and one thing that I did want to say, and I made comments about the $1,000 raise for every employee with the new changes in the Obama system where a 32-hour employee is considered full-time employees. I should have stated that it's $1,000 per 40-hour employee.
Probably right.
And that would change on your part of it, Rick, the 30.
And it was figured in as 30 hours.
That's what I knew you probably already done that, but I made that statement. I wanted to clarify that it didn't make it made a difference on how many hours they were putting in. So, are you going to kind of go through that tab deal there? That's
fine with me. That's in the budget message, and I will take it out. I don't know. I mean, that's really the audit of the budget message, and I'll take it out just because I don't want to get along with everybody. I've already been on record saying that. We're not going to change anything by leaving it in or leaving it out.
We didn't get all the way through, just to be honest with you, as far as this one and the tabs. There might be some other. You scribble that out.
What number are we on there?
102.
I'm not going to scribble it out. I'm just going to erase it.
No, you don't. Unless you think it, we thought
the reason I left them in there is because
just so you guys know, like this one says, additional funding to purchase new equipment, 12 years old, coming up April 2015. So there's nothing so far. We haven't done anything unless Rick
disagrees.
The only reason I left them in there, Brandon, was because they were part of the regional budget. And last, like in years previous, I've had some say, well, it needs to be left in there. That was part of the request, but it doesn't have to be in there as far as I'm concerned. I felt like it was extraneous myself, but I just didn't want to take it out because I felt like you guys should do that.
So where are we now?
You want to do the same thing in 104 because there's a bunch of stuff at the bottom of 104.
Renee stopped me in the hallway and said that she gave me an accurate number here of like 247.
Actually, it's 236. But if you take my key out and put in a 10-hour a week, or $10 an hour.
$10 an hour.
What?
I thought she just told us 247.
I was just with her. 247 is what I think what I've got in there. 236 actually is the amount that it works out to be. I can show you that, and you can look at it. 243 is what I got in there, and 236 is what works out with it, with one. If you replace Mike with a $10 an hour per
person. She just told you 236?
She was fine with that.
She stopped me in the hallway on the way down and said, I just gave Rick the accurate information of 247.
I broke down the elevator, and she told me 247 also, so
I don't know.
I don't know where she got it. Let me just show you where I got it from, and then maybe I haven't got the right person in here, but I know I've got the right numbers in here. Let's see.
She didn't give me any figures behind the 247.
Okay.
But
well, let's just go grab her real quick, and that way we know.
Exactly. Let's do it, and we got this thing finished.
And do you, I mean, I was going to leave it in there. So that when she hires, she's got a little extra. She's probably.
What about that person that she needed part time to? She approached the commission about last year about a part time person that was for the vacation people. Has that already been added? Maybe that's where she was coming up for that at. I don't know. That's what she told me on the elevator.
So if you take Mike out, I moved him out. And if you put back in 2,000 or 20,800, that's what a 40-hour week employee if that would be. Your total is 236,787.20. Okay. And that's less than what we have in there right now.
I'm always good with less, as long as it's a legitimate less and not a oops.
This one is illegitimate.
Well, and I'm.
You see where I got it from.
Yeah.
You got the other side of the tabs there that you're getting to, or?
Who's
okay.
Take off as we go.
We
can go ahead and look at the others if you want to. That's a good idea.
The next one was just that worksheet.
So do you want me to take it out of there?
Again, it's whatever you think of it. What number did you say you needed?
Okay. And this does not include Mike Friel. I don't know if you include what he's already made for the part of January.
We probably need to include that in there. So your original number, the 243,609, might be enough to cover it. We might need a little bit more for the buyout.
I would leave that number in there probably. If you asked me what I would buy,
well,
what
do you need a little bit more, or is that enough?
His buyout won't be much because he wasn't here that many years.
No, I think it's 600. Linda
okay.
told me.
So you're plenty.
And
so I must have misheard you, I'm sorry.
Well, I think some of the problem might have been too, him leaving and me, you know, it wouldn't have been right. Do you not understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With Mike leaving and me hiring the other Scott, and so this is accurate.
Yes.
Here.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you'll take the spreadsheet she did out of there, leave it in there. I mean, it's just extra information. Whatever you think.
Well, you got, I have a question mark next to it, not a definite takeout. It just shows like mats, fire tests, fire alarms, HVAC maintenance. I mean, all that, I'm assuming, falls under.
It's a spreadsheet she did to kind of justify why she'd asked for what she asked for from you guys. And that's why I left it in there. It came with a request.
That one's pretty well presented. It doesn't have anything. Yeah, let's just leave that one. Dan, is that all right?
Yeah.
Right here.
What number?
107. to remove circuit clerk slash recorder, just make it be...
I've got total recorder.
Total recorder.
So you already changed that, Rick?
I did when Danny said something.
Okay, okay.
Sorry. We added 500,000 to the contingency fund here. Again, no one probably won't spend it, but didn't want there to be any issues come up and have to amend it.
Whoops. Again, I got it right, didn't I? Yeah. Okay.
And does that change your bottom?
It will change the total, yes. I'll have to
look and see. So it's our 2,722,450.
See, that's why, because I expect that the total, and that's one of them, I just didn't get changed, so.
What are you doing?
Okay. See how mine changed. Yours is not.
I didn't get the change. Because
should be, for total other expense, should be 2,638,700.
What?
2,638,700.
I don't have something else in there the same way you do right now, then. It's 5,000 difference. So you got miscellaneous other in there?
Book other expense. Flood layout zero.
Yeah.
49,000.
Yep.
Zero. 0,000, 15,000.
Yep.
12,000. 0,000, 50,000. 0,000, 250,000. 0,020,000. 3,000, 500, 8,000, 90,000. 50,000, 1,500. 0,000, 90,000, 490,000, 327,000, 500. 0, 7,200. 10,000, 1,150,000, 10,000.
Oh, that's where it is. Okay. I've got 145 in equipment.
You're right. You're right, because we moved that out yesterday and moved it over to the other.
Not yesterday.
Tuesday, whenever it was.
Whenever we had to budget hearing.
You're right. See, and this was, and this is when you printed off this morning, 145. Okay.
What the?
So I've got 2,633,700.
Well, I have the same thing, 2,717,450 at the bottom.
2,717,450. Now, here's something.
Brandon, the reason is because I changed this one yesterday and I didn't recognize that this formula wasn't changed.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted to have time to check it all out.
2,717,450. Office, you said, is good, right?
Yes, sir. Jeff talked with me about it. I mean, he looked at it. He's pretty good to do that. So I'm assuming he was fine with it.
Questions on that. Did you get those answered that you wanted? On the corner?
Corner.
Yes, I got the coroner's salary answered by a letter.
From Frank?
From Frank. I think he was asking for some more, some more hours for his deputy coroner. And I don't have my feet up.
Okay, Mike, you can look at what he spent.
I say we...
He gave him more than what he spent.
Did we?
Our $26.97 is what he spent for the deputy coroner.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about.
And he gave him $3,000 in there.
We went over on autopsies and inquests last year. There's no way to knowing.
There's no way to know.
I'd say that's probably a pretty good number. What do you think, Mike? Danny, it's $10,000 more than what was approved last year.
Right.
But again, that was in.
That was taking an average of the
last year's right there. There.
This is what he's approved for last year. This is what he spent last year.
And then, okay. All right.
We took an average of the unknown whenever you're talking about autopsies and things like that.
Okay.
So.
I'm good with it.
So on the 123, it says move to AD. Do we even want this in here, or do we want to?
Statute says that I put these in here someplace, so I need to leave it someplace.
Yep.
I don't care whether it's there or someplace else.
It'd be a lot easier to leave it here than it would be to
put it. Much easier.
Okay. And I don't have a problem with that. Leaving the 123 tab. Do we want to be approved, though? Do we just want to zero all that out? Even though it's zeroed out
at the bottom.
Okay.
And it has to be zero at the bottom to make my formulas work right.
Right. That's the butt provision.
I know what it is. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot easier to leave your 3-year prior in this than it is to try. This is all accurate, circuit clerk. Where was the, where's Jerry's pay out of, you know?
Yeah, it's 111, I believe. Okay. I'm not positive, I think so.
She acted like there's $20,000 there that we won't need anymore.
You budgeted $42,000, mm-hmm. But if you look at what's been spent, 11, 12, 13, 14, that's pretty good average. 14 was a small amount. Quite a lot less.
That was due to some delays.
Due to some delays in that, but that the reason she took 20, she said we could take 20 out because of he played out instead of going to trial.
Well, for sure you're not gonna spend that unless it's so it's not a bad place.
Yeah,
to
it's not a good place to do. That was 120. We're at 126. So 127. Except for the salaries?
If so.
Extension counsel. Okay, so you took care of that one already. The supplies, that's the one we took out of the 114 in the beginning here. Right?
I believe that's right.
Yeah.
It was in here already and you just took it out of the equipment.
And then we moved. We had that miscellaneous. We got rid of it because we didn't like the miscellaneous and then we moved it up to the purchase. Okay. 57 is a blank page if that matters.
With my four
that's what I'm wondering.
I take that out, probably take care of the other four man.
Okay.
I would bet.
This just says, like, needed some additional supplies, like a paper cutter. We needed to look at the fact that our car was old. He replaced it. Still need to attend the FMLA COBRA seminar.
Keep me on the numbers. Go ahead and just state the numbers as you go through them. So, because I'm talking about the number of the line item.
We're at one. We're going to one. That was 137 budget emergency management. Now we're 140.
Okay. Go ahead.
Is there a way to? I know this is what he sends you.
I mean, I can change it back around. The reason I leave it in there is because I wanted you guys to see what I got sent back. If I change it back around, you know, it doesn't change anything.
No. Makes it correct.
It makes it look more like the other ones. I don't know that it makes it. It's not incorrect here. So
well, the way
you wanted it to look more like one of the other ones, we could do that. But his is a little different too because he wants to show you these revenues, and I don't blame him. I think that's probably appropriate. These numbers up here. We don't use them. We can take them out of there if you want to. But
no,
I leave them in because he puts them in his.
No, I don't mind that. What I'm talking about is the fact that they've got it in there as negatives as opposed to positives.
That's because of the revenue from Brandon. This doesn't even go into Mass 90. He's just showing you what his revenue is like. Okay. If you don't take that completely out, I can take it completely
no,
out.
No, so that doesn't go into Mass 90. Then. Whenever you enter, you do it. Okay.
So that's his total revenue.
Yeah, and it should match up with the total of the lines that he has over there in the airport. Yeah.
All right.
See, I use those numbers in the revenues.
Did you check and make sure?
Yes, I did. Either I checked them or I put in what you guys told me to, one or the other.
Can you scroll down? Let me see the bottom of that. Mm-hmm.
Reason you don't have any approved in that those lines up there because we don't approve those lines, we approve what you put in the revenue.
It's in the wrong line,
isn't it?
Or maybe, yeah, 101.
101.80, and he has fuel sales. There's several different lines there that are totaling all that.
What are you on airport?
Yeah, I want to make sure they all add up.
Yeah. Well, fuel, if you're okay with these, it doesn't matter whether they add up to what he requested or not.
So.
Yeah, the final number on that's all that matters on that one. He has storage, fuel, he has all those kind of things figured in. And
and I have it.
So the only difference was we didn't change anything other than the contingency line, right?
I believe that's the only number that we changed, wasn't it? It is going to change a lot of other numbers, so you know that that makes your ending balance $6,351,297. You know, so it changes a lot of other numbers in there.
When you say that, you're talking about because of the increase in contingency. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we said this Tuesday. I think you even said at the end of the year we'll still have a beginning. We'll set a final cost of over $8 million.
I believe we'll be right around $8 million.
And that's what is satisfactory to me. and I made mention of that Tuesday.
And, you know, that's just a guess, but I believe that because, I mean, you can say, okay, right now it's projected to be 6.3. We know you had the million in for the contingency, and we don't expect to. You're going to spend some of that because you already, you know you will. You probably know more about what you're spending than I do, but 800,000 of it, and there's 500,000 emergency funds.
Yeah.
So you're already back up close to anything.
What do you want to do on this?
Where are you at?
That's the administrative services page or fees page.
Well, Brandon, I think I did go in and I tried to rearrange the formulas because when I, again, there was a lot of that, and I come up with a lot of different numbers. But on the sewer, let me check my formulas real quick, make sure they're all in there. Okay, on the sewer, if you use these percents, it comes up to be 47,551.72. And, I mean, I don't know. That's not including, I think, that of course, John Suti's paid director.
Oh, I said that's not including a couple of those, isn't it?
No, those salaries are paid directly out of the 780 funds, so you shouldn't be. And there's a transfer written in there for $125,000.
Right, I was saying, so that we had Suti, what else is coming out?
Well, Suti's paid out of the 780 account, so it's not part of this administrative piece.
Okay.
But they're paid out of that account that he's talking about. But Mike Cole, Suti, those individuals that are hired in that administrative part of it, is that where you're going?
Well, see, Mike Cole is paid at TCR, so if you want to reimburse for his, you'd add that in there.
Show you what a.
If you want to, no. I was, what we're looking at is that administrative fees page where the formulas come up to show. But like we've got, it's saying that we should transfer $183,000 from the road and bridge, and we've got that at $125,000.
That's right.
And just because this shows this way, that makes a difference. But I mean, you want to match the two. I would, if it were me, I would match the two. But it's your budget, you can do what you want to. You can transfer only $125,000 and say, look, we could have. It would have made sense. We could have done all this. I just went through and redid those formulas and looked at those and tried to make sure it made sense to me so you'd have something because I really feel like you guys need to make the decision. But it would be easy if you said, well, shoot, that's way too much on IT or something like that. Change that real quickly.
Rick's statement was, we need a reason for making those figures work and the formula work. That's what you said to us. And what he's done is put that in there. We don't have to settle on that. We can lower that number, or we could raise that number.
Well,
but we've got $125,000.
And I could justify the $125,000 if somebody asked me. I'd say, well, you got the administrative fees here, and then you have Mike Cole and Scott Stairs probably, at least a portion of their salary should be coming out of there. And that's what I need to say, because people come to me and ask a lot of times.
Yeah. I mean, you explained that, and I understood it, so...
Is this part of the handout?
My opinion, it should be, Brandon. That's your decision again. I know a previous commissioner that would not have, but I feel like that should be in. I feel like that your salaries, they're open document. I feel like you put them in there. People are less likely to go looking than they are. You know, there'll be some that are going to look. I guarantee you.
I'm getting pretty old.
That's the higher number.
Because I do want to be careful, make sure there's nothing. I mean, with
I can take birthday out of there if you want to. It's just it's the year. It's not the.
We need to take birthday out of there for sure.
Basically, I wasn't in favor of putting those in the budget.
I mean, I don't care.
Total numbers all we needed, but
you guys, elected officials, put them in there.
Yeah.
But as far as
Well, they're all public record. If somebody wants them,
if they want them, they can.
If these two out here say, "Hey, I want that," I'll send it to them.
Right.
And so
I don't disagree with that. But to take care of the 200 and some odd employees, they understand that it's probably public. But I don't know that I'd want it in the handed out document.
I don't know how they can be offended by that myself. When they went to work here, they knew that they were going to work for a public entity, and their salaries would be public.
All it does is cause bitterness in the ranks.
And I know you feel that way, and I know some people feel that way. I feel like when you take it out, you're more likely to cause bitterness, because then they say, well, they were looking for it. If it's in here, they say, you can go look at it if you want to. And most people never go to the trouble to look. So I feel like you have less this way. But that's, again, a personal opinion. Yeah. And I can do it either way. You do, if you guys want this on the web, and I would suggest that you put it there, you need to put it there.
Mike, any comments on that?
I think it should be public.
Okay. Well, it is public. Do you think it should be easier accessible?
Yes.
Okay. You going to get rid of the birthdays, though?
I took that out already. When you said you need to get rid of that.
I just don't want there to be any.
Hire date on this is 1905.
Is that not right? I'm going to put that in there. Is that not right?
You were hired in 1905.
I'm getting pretty old,
man.
Now, watch this.
There's it.
Well, it went right back to 1905 on this one. Put it in there.
So you actually put the specific date in?
I did this time, yeah. But they won't be able to see that.
No, I'm just wondering, because now in your line it still shows 1-1-2000. Oh, that's because it's gone down to the next line. Huh.
It's
because Y2K.
I didn't really
want... Y2-15.
Yeah, I didn't want the specific dates in there, so it's the way I've done the formatting is what it is. I don't know what it causes. That's the best way to leave it, I think.
Okay. On the road and bridge. Did you check these with what? These are all what Randy gave you?
Yes, but again, if you look at the total, all I put in there was the $2,300,000, because that's what I was told to put in there, and I know that's way more than what these work out to be. But I assume that was the way you wanted it left, too.
We've got a contingency of $1 million and capital improvements of $1.2 million.
That'll cover it.
That should be good for everything. Yeah. And I knew we had, there was one that we made sure we had enough in there because of a possible.
You brought up a question the other day, and that covers it. I mean, when we were in the meeting. Oh, you're talking about R&B there?
Yeah, but what about the...
possible $100,000.
I thought there was the lawsuit. Where's that at in here? We have to pay that out. Legal services. It's in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It should have been in there.
There's no changes there. On the assessor. Does it have to be, so in years past, did we actually have in there as in, transfer in, or did we just have it in our line knowing it could go in and that was okay with them?
These years we had it in that way, and you have a new change up there, so I don't know how they'll accept it. By reading the email, probably the same one you got, it sounded to me like they wanted it in there, but Jim Kyle told me that if you put a little note, only if needed, it would be all right. And you're not appropriating it, too, if you look at the way I've left it in here.
We did have a, and maybe we need to ask, I forgot about this, maybe we need to ask Chuck, the maintenance agreement that we signed last year was also for 2015. And so our legal counsel came up with, well, why?
Why are they even questioning it because they've already signed it?
Right. That and we increased it by quite a bit because we gave him a fund balance, so he's worried about that. Now, whenever I showed him what was in the fund balance, he said, okay. But the question did come up. Did you guys talk to him at all?
No. He came up and talked to me.
Okay.
The reason I like it the way it is because it shows you, there's no reason to get on the wrong side with the group that's up there now.
No.
It shows in there, but he can't really spend it. I explained to him this morning.
Well, I'm not even talking about the 75 as much as we've already gotten a maintenance agreement. What happens with that?
Nothing. It stays the same until we approve it next year.
But this is different than what the maintenance agreement is.
Right. And I don't understand it, why it's more than what the maintenance agreement
was. They're going to make up the rules as we go.
They do.
And I think you'll see that they will change something from time to time. And because of that, that's one
even though we have a signed document from them saying they won't.
That's the way the state is. You know that. We've got, there's probably several signed documents someplace that say that they're going to pay us so much on the per diem, and we don't get it. So much per parcel, we don't get it.
Mike, on your notes here, so you added the mileage. Vehicles maintenance slash mileage.
I'm going to make sure I did because I don't know. I don't remember doing
can
that can't be charged to the maintenance fund. It's not.
No, the mileage.
Vehicle maintenance mileage, yes. I got
the mileage. Can
if you read that, one thing that you can do, and I would suggest if there's a need for vehicles in there, you don't buy any vehicles, you lease them. The leases can be charged to this fund. But the cost, actually, cost can't be.
County can buy them and lease them to the assessor's office.
Seems to me like that you can do that.
County can buy them and lease them, or we can charge them up.
You would want to check it all out. But yeah, I think that the way that statute's written, they definitely need to. I mean, that's got to be the part of the assessment process. You know, you can't assess without. I jokingly told somebody the other day they're going to go out with bicycles next year, the year after.
Yeah. And then you added the IT cost / maintenance, and then is the, are you going to be able to move that line up there? You have to do that in Mass 90, or do you do that?
I can do it right now.
Are you talking about the 25,000 admit?
To really have it appropriate, I need to change the number in Mass 90. So let me find it.
No, on that I'm talking about. There was the IT costs and maintenance was under employee benefits, and it needs to be under other expenses.
Right.
Keep going down, Rick.
That's why.
So we're talking about moving it up there. If we move it here, doesn't mean it's moved in Mass 90.
Right.
IT costs / maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just.
Sorry. If I'm grabbing you. You didn't add that to the fund balance. You kept it the remaining. I mean, you didn't add it to 75 contingencies, but you just added it to the fund balance.
That's right. But that way, you don't know, see. That way, he really has to come back and ask you for it before he spends it.
And he shouldn't, because we gave him an extra $200.
No, and I talked to him about that, and I don't think he. I think he knows that.
Yeah. He's well funded.
Brown. and what's the total down there? Make sure I haven't messed something up that way.
Total expenditures? 845, 214, 41.
Okay, so that's why it's in the way here. $845, $214, $41
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I got a question on that one.
What is it?
What formula number did you put in? We, the same as we talked about earlier, except there was a fee charged, and you was going to put in a formula number. You said it, at that time it was 26,000 something worked out as in our conversation, but it ended up being we lowered it to 25.
Yeah.
And
right now it's 24,922,25
Okay, and, but I'm just saying I want to make sure that
it's justifiable.
Justifiable. Yeah. And
$400 accounts I think on these we just wanted to make sure that they're down to zero, so they get right the fund balances.
Almost always we did that way. I think the sewer funds you didn't, but I think all the smaller ones, of course, you.
Senior tax.
And there's actually an ending fund balance in that one, but they gave me those expenses, so I would leave the ending fund balance.
There was a line item in that sewer deal that I wanted to make sure it was in that last.
Where county transfer is.
Let me get down to it.
Did raises come into those?
Let me make sure, but I'm pretty sure they did.
I just want to make sure none of our.
Well, you gave me the 210. I think that's more than enough, or I would have probably changed it.
Okay.
So let me make sure.
I've got 210, but that doesn't mean it wasn't enough to cover it.
They're, with their raises and the people they have out there right now, it's only 149,344.
Okay.
But now they have a lot of overtime out there, and that's probably why you got that up there as high as you got it.
We never did decide on 911, did we?
We used her figures for the increase. Didn't we, for the budget?
The figures I have in there can't contain this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the content, that's what can be distributed out.
Right.
So we have 00 then. Okay.
Uh-huh. That would use her figures on the increase.
That's a small balance in there. Is that
30, yeah.
Do you not want that in there? The reason I think that you left it in there, if I remember right, is because you were thinking we might need to have some money for capital improvements, and so it wouldn't make any sense to spend it all out.
Right, no.
Maybe you won't put that in a capital improvement up there. I don't know. Whole bunch extra on that one because I got all kinds of things from Brad. And we got a little note there that says it shows where it came from. I don't know if you're going to leave it in there or not.
Is that the, which one are you talking about? That
yeah.
Right there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's actually fine because that right there is what tabulates to give us.
Mm-hmm. It gives you that number up there.
You might get rid of that crumb back all written.
Well, let's do this because I thought you'd go in there, but that's, yeah.
Well, we changed it with him. I mean, he was here, and all of us got together and changed it.
Okay.
I was looking for the revenues on that. That's what
for
it should
revenues.
Show. I didn't see it, so do you see
so
it?
So we should have money coming in from what? Is it this one?
Yeah, we put it in capital improvements. He moved it to operating. I mean, we didn't want it that way. You know, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
I think I do.
It was discussed with the county commission.
Is it money that's to be received and they didn't put it in
right.
as money to be received?
Yeah.
Well, is it money that they kept?
They put it in their operating fund. On their hookup fees, and that wasn't what was... that wasn't what the county commission put it appropriated the funds for. They appropriated those funds to be used on the capital improvement project,
well,
if you remember.
We can't make them give it to us without the board giving it to us, right? I'm asking.
We appropriate the funds.
Right, but they've got the money, right?
The agreement hadn't been made yet. That's the reason I'm saying it should be in there. There is no agreement yet. The
oh.
contractor says, oh,
okay.
But the money has not been.
So there's not been money. The money's not been paid.
Huh. And it should go
but
as a revenue into the capital improvement
right.
line instead of the
into
operating
the
line. And the 250 is a number that they come up with when 200,000 was discussed at the board meeting yesterday was what was voted on.
Well, we've got a miscellaneous revenue line.
So if there's money coming in, you've got a place to put it.
I say if we've got money coming in, we've got a place to put it as far as the revenue.
You have 205,000 in miscellaneous revenue.
And I'm wondering if that's not where it's put.
205, is that what you got?
There's already 5 in there, and you moved it up to 205, so probably that's what
that's the 200 right there that was added to it. But they don't have it that way. In their budget, they have it in their operating expense, and it's not. Can you, when you get that complete, I want that highlighted so I can take it to them, the 205.
That's not the continuing I&I issue, is it? 200,000?
No, that's 185, or you should see it 185 or something like that. Continued I&I, is that what you got you're looking at? Does
yeah.
it say 180?
200.
And they may have completed some more. Yesterday was 185.
Okay. Well, I do know that we took the total number of 11,013,000. Which was agreed upon and put up into our
distribution.
I have 11,043,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. So 40,000.
So do I need to leave it there or change it? What do I need to do?
I got 41,000 if that matches.
Are you not matching on those two figures?
42,861,4367 matches.
Where did you get to 11,013 at? That's 11,043.
Well, I'm talking about online.
Oh,
I got
okay.
it from there. Same lines. Danny, it's in the $40,000 difference is in the administrative reimbursements. The GIS professional.
That's the difference you've got?
Oh, I've got a $40,000 difference. I'm trying to find it.
Is that the flyover?
No, here it is. It's the litigation.
That was 30 on the other document.
30,
but
we took it out.
Yeah.
Did we put it back in?
I don't think so. we took it out, but. So it's litigations where you're the $40,000 off. You don't have another $40,000 figure in there.
Correct.
$30,000 litigation.
It should be 30.
It's a $30,000 difference, not a $40,000. Litigations, you want that to stay at 30?
That was a executive session decision that was made by the County Commission to take that out of there.
I noticed that it was a different attorney at the meeting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you and Mike, what do you have to do?
It's $30,000 in what you've got on the total, so you want to leave it in there because we'll have to.
Okay.
Have somebody do it.
Sheriff's Civil Fund. Zero. Now, I've got expenditures at, well, but there might be more fund. There's more of a fund balance. Okay, that's what I was doing. Tax maintenance. You went ahead and zeroed that out?
Yes, I did.
Okay. 901, zero that out. 905, zero that out. 909, this is the flood control. $925. $926. $927. Are there any other funds that we have that aren't in here?
Yeah. One that's never been put in that Rick's asked for a couple of years. What was that? That
needs my library.
Needs to be noted. And then also,
I think I put that in my comments, I think, but maybe I didn't.
Okay, it needs to be noted, though. We can't get any.
I don't know if that's true now, though, so we probably need to. I don't think it needs to be said in a negative way. At least we don't have the information as of now, but.
We can put that in my budget message. You can put a note in there. Whatever you guys prefer. I don't care.
I just put a note in there. I wouldn't bring that because we've got a different circumstance. I just put a note in there on this. I wouldn't put it in your budget or your message, but I would put a note in there that was
to be delivered. I don't know.
However you want to word it.
What have you done in the past? What have
you done?
Nothing. Okay. I think we're done. You feel pretty good about it?
I feel fine.
And so the question about the formulas, you're satisfied with that because you went through that?
Yeah. We didn't change hardly any numbers. And the ones we changed, I made sure it was going.
Okay.
What I'm asking
is, are we ready to approve this budget? Are you satisfied with what we have requested the changes and your formulas that you put in that you had a question about all match up, so we're ready to go?
I'm fine with it, Danny, yes.
Mine?
Yep.
There was a question about the at the time that we were doing this, we didn't have a budget from the senior tax deal. Is it in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We had it for a long time, didn't we?
Yeah, I just got some.
Okay. All right. But I mean, at one time there was a question on it. So I'm just asking. I'm just trying to run all this back through my head. Like a lot of that stuff that I remember on the review. Well, I'm ready.
Do we need a drum roll or something?
I'm going to say you want to start printing because I think you want it printed. I think you want to have a hard copy to. Well, I know you need a hard copy to give to the treasurer
and sign.
So.
Would you want to recess until he gets his hard copy?
We'll recess.